And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Our 30th annual show will be held next August and will be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Welcome again to the heart and soul of rock and roll. Rock and Ray here, and we've got some great, great music for you. Because tonight, today, whenever you're listening, this is the day the music died. We're going back to February 3rd, 1959. We've got three of our members of the Birmingham Record Collectors, Joe, Bryant, and Charlie, are all going to talk about the day the music died and honor the three stars who crashed to earth that fateful day. Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens. A long, long time ago, is the way Don McLean put it, the day the music died.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. Borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while the
that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean's American Pie. We're honoring today the day the music died, February 3rd, 1959. I was fortunate enough 5 years ago to make a trip up to Clear Lake, Iowa, and go to the Surf Ballroom. And it was an amazing time to stand there in the ballroom and hear bands playing that night and know that this was the stage that Buddy and the Big Bopper and Richie played on their last concert. And it was a good trip, bittersweet trip. But today we're going to be talking about all this good music that these men put out. Brian, what do you have for us over there?
The first song we're going to start with is Buddy's first big hit, That'll Be the Day, released on Brunswick Records on May 27th, 1957. This song was inspired by a John Wayne film, The Searchers, where he took the phrase, That'll Be the Day. So let's hear it. Buddy Holly, That'll Be the Day.
Tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll and the Birmingham Record Collectors.
Next Buddy song we're going to listen to is Words of Love, his second single after That'll Be the Day. This song is interesting because Buddy harmonized with himself by tape recording each part and combining them. Let's listen to that special vocal sound here on Words of Love by Buddy Holly.
Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. Let me hear you say the words I want to hear, darling, when you're near. Words of love you whisper soft and true, darling, I love you.
Richie Valens was born May 13, 1941, in a small town in California.
He was a Mexican-American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. In December 1954, at age 13, Richie built a solid-body electric guitar at his junior high, which he used until success paid for a Fender Stratocaster. He was naturally left-handed but played guitar right-handed. Richie joined his first band, The Silhouettes, at age 16. In May 1958, Richie passed an audition for Los Angeles-based Delphi Records and recorded his first song. Let's listen to Come On, Let's Go.
Next song we're going to listen to is Peggy Sue from Buddy Holly. This song was originally called Cindy Lou and was named after Buddy's niece. The title was later changed to Peggy Sue in reference to the Crickets drummer Jerry Allison's girlfriend and future wife. Appropriately, Allison played a prominent role in the production of the song, playing paradiddles on the drums throughout the songs. And the drums' sound rhythmically fading in and out was a result of the real-time engineering techniques of the producer, Norman Petty. Peggy Sue released September 20th, 1957 on the Coral label.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Kelly. Peggy Sue, oh how my heart yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh well I love you gal, yes I love you Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, oh Peggy. Yeah, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue.
Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy, my
love you, gal. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Rock on with the Birmingham Record Collector.
Next from Buddy, we'll listen to Oh Boy. This song was originally recorded by Sonny West in the late 1950s, but failed to achieve any commercial success. Later, it was recorded by Buddy Holly and the Crickets between June 29th and July 1st, 1957 at Petty Studios in New Mexico. It was released on October 27th, 1957 on the Brunswick label. Let's take a listen. Oh Boy by Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right, and I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. When you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me.
We mentioned earlier the number one song George Jones had, White Lightning, that Big Bopper had written. On the Big Bopper LP, Chantilly Lace, the Bopper did his own version of White Lightning. And that's what we're going to listen to right now. So let's hear White Lightning.
In North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my pappy and he had him a still. Until the sun went down, and then you fill him a jug, pass it around, body, body, please, and my pappy's gonna squeeze, and call, white lightning, achievement, man, revenue is too, searching for the place of what I made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking, white lightning. I asked my pappy why I called his brew. White lightning stood a Mountain Dew. I took one sip and then I knew, as my eyes bulged out and my face turned blue. Body, body, please, and my pappy's going squealing. Call white lightning, demon, demon, revenue is too. Searching for the place of where I made here brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking. White lightning. City slicker came and he said I'm mighty tough. I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. Took one slug, drank it right down, and I heard him a moaning as he hit the ground. Body, body, please, and your pappy's going squeezing. It's called white lightning. Amen, team, and revenue.
down who was two, searching for the place of where I made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him with my pappy kettle cooking. Yeah, why lightning? Two. So hunting for the place of where he made his brood. He was looking, trying to book him with my pappy kettle cooking. Why, lightning!
There was a movie a while back called Peggy Sue Got Married, starring Kathleen Turner and Nicolas Cage. And in that movie, at the end of the movie, Kathleen Turner's in the hospital. Her husband, Nicolas Cage, is sitting there. And Nicolas has been going out with a younger girl. And she asked him, what about your life? What about the younger girl? And Nicolas, who they all grew up during the 50s music rage, said that he just could not go out with anyone that thought the Big Bopper was a hamburger.
Well, speaking of Peggy Sue Got Married, that's what we'll listen to next. This song was released in 1959 after Buddy had passed away. It was recorded in his apartment on December 8th, 1958, in his New York apartment on Fifth Avenue. That's what we'll listen to. We'll listen to that original demo of him in his apartment with just him and his acoustic guitar on his little tape recorder in New York City.
Please don't tell, no, 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 don't say that I told you so. I just heard a rumor from a friend. I don't say that it's true. I'll just leave that up to you. If you don't believe, I'll understand. You recall a girl that's been in nearly every song. This is what I heard. Of course the story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Now she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Call a girl that's been in nearly every song. This is what I heard. Of course the story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Now she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Peggy Sue got married not long ago.
Wonderful BRC. She ins out, honey ins out. Birmingham, first in the state of Alabama.
Next, we'll listen to Buddy Holly's Think It Over from 1958 by request. This song was released as a single on Brunswick Records by the Crickets. This song reached number 27 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart and number 9 on the Billboard R&B chart, and also number 11 in the UK. Here it is, Buddy Holly, Think It Over.
Cold and hold. was cold and old. Think it over,
over and over.
Think it over,
over and over.
Also in 1958, Ritchie recorded Donna, an ode to his high school girlfriend, Donna Ludwig. This song became a popular ballad, eventually climbing as high as number two on the pop charts. In December 1958, Ritchie returned to his old high school, San Fernando High, to play a concert and film a cameo performance for Alan Freed's rock and roll movie, Go Johnny Go.
Joe, before we play that, I do want to make this a dedication to my wife, Donna. About 20 years ago, I woke up on Christmas Eve and a truck was delivering a jukebox to my house my wife had bought me, a 1954 AMI. She said that she was at the store looking at it, asked the man how it sounded. He pushed a button at random, and of all things, the record Donna by Ritchie Valens played. And her name being Donna, she knew she had to buy it from me.
Now let's listen to Donna by Ritchie Valens.
Next, we'll listen to Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away, recorded on May 27, 1957. Also the same day the song Every Day was recorded. The song's rhythm pattern is a variant of the Bo Diddley beat, and the drum beat itself was played on the back of a cardboard box by drummer Jerry Allison. Let's take a listen to this, Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away.
Fade away.
And guess who also recorded Not Fade Away? The Rolling Stones in 1964. Their first major hit in Britain, and also served as the A side of the band's first US single. Let's take a listen. The Rolling Stones, Not Fade Away. Next up, we'll listen to Rave On, a 1958 song written by Sonny West, which you may remember earlier was also the songwriter of Oh Boy. This song was recorded in New York on January 1958 in Bell Sound Studios. The title was inspired by the 1956 Sun Records recording Dixie Fried by Carl Perkins, which uses the refrain Rave On. Let's go ahead and take a listen to Rave On by Buddy Holly, released on the Coral record label from 1958.
Oh, hello.
Big Bopper began going to college thinking of a law career, but later on decided to go into radio. In 1953, at station KTRM, the Big Bopper came up with the name Big Bopper and the character because the Schlitz Brewing Company wanted him to come up with a character they could sponsor, but said it had to be a flamboyant person. So that's where he came up with that character and that name. He was drafted, left radio for a while, and came back, and in 1957, he did a discathon for 6 days, 122 hours and 8 minutes. Without stopping, he played 1,821 records in a row. Then he went to the hospital for a needed rest. The Bopper did a lot in his short career, dying at the age of 28. And, of course, his biggest hit with Chantilly Lace. It was intended to be a B-side. It was written on the way to record The Purple People Eater Meets the Witch Doctor. So here it is, his biggest hit, Chantilly Lace.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Next, we'll look at a softer side of Buddy Holly with some of his love songs. First up, we'll listen to True Love Ways, a song written by Buddy Holly as a wedding present for his wife. It was recorded 4 months before his death in October 1958 and was released on June 29, 1960. It was first released on the Buddy Holly Story, Volume 2.
Just you know why. Why you will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true. Throughout the days, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the days, us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love ways.
You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
Next, we'll listen to Learning the Game, also on the same album, Buddy Holly Story Volume 2. And then we'll listen to the unreleased song, Dearest, in the original demo form.
Thank you.
Ritchie Valens' last chart hit is the song La Bamba. It was the first hit of its kind to fuse rock and roll with Latin music. Because of this song, Valens appeared on the national TV show American Bandstand and Alan Freed's Christmas show. Valens joined the Winter Dance Party tour that featured such acts as Buddy Holly, Dion and the Belmonts, and the Big Bopper, playing cities in the upper Midwest. After a concert in Clear Lake, Iowa, the tour was headed to the next city, Moorhead, Minnesota. After experiencing trouble with the bus, it was decided to charter a small plane to carry part of the tour on ahead. At 17 years old, Ritchie won a seat on the plane with a coin toss with Holly's guitarist Tommy Alsop. In 1987, the film La Bamba was released about the life of Ritchie Valens. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001. Now let's listen to La Bamba.
The day the music died, February 3rd, 1959. There was another salute to these three fellows. That was a song called The Three Stars. Eddie Cochran is the version we're going to listen to. It was written by Tommy D, who also recorded the song, but probably more eerily. A year after Eddie Cochran recorded The Three Stars, he too was dead in 1960. The Three Stars by Eddie Cochran.
Look up in the sky, up towards the north. There are three new stars, brightly shining forth. They're shining oh so bright, from heaven above. Gee, we're gonna miss you, everybody sends their love.
Ritchie, you were just starting to realize your dreams. Everyone calls me a kid, but you were only 17. Now Almighty God has called you, oh, so far away. Maybe it's to save some boy or girl who might have gone astray. With your star shining through the dark and lonely night, to light the path and show the way that's right.
Gee, we're gonna miss you, everybody sends their love.
Buddy, I can still see you with that shy grin on your face. Seems like your hair was always a little messed up, kind of out of place. Now, not many people actually knew you or understood how you felt. But just a song from you could make the coldest heart melt. Well, you're singing for God now, in his chorus in the sky. Buddy Holly, I'll always remember you with tears in my eyes.
Gee, we're gonna miss you. Everybody sends their love.
I see a stout man. The Big Bopper is your name. God called you to heaven, maybe for new fortune and fame. Keep wearing that big Stetson hat and ramble up to the mic. And don't forget those wonderful words. You know what I like.
Look up in the sky, up towards the north. There are three new stars brightly shining forth. They're shining oh so bright from heaven above. Gee, we're gonna miss you. Everybody sends their love.
Birmingham's BRC.
We certainly hope you've enjoyed this edition of The Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a salute to 1959 and the day the music died. Well, we've got some upcoming shows we want to make you aware of. Next week, we're going to be covering a little lighter subject, Valentine's. Only we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're going to have various couples songs, and we're going to feature some of the great love songs, perhaps the song you and your closest friend made their song. And then we're going to have sort of an answer to Valentine's. In the middle of February, we're going to talk about love gone wrong, all those crazy tearjerkers. Later in the month, we'll salute Fats Domino. And as Mardi Gras approaches, we're going to listen to the music of New Orleans, or as we call it here in Alabama, Nowlands. That'll be the 1st of March. Join us as we continue to salute the great music, the great artists, on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. That's going to wrap it for this one. Rock and Ray saying, come on in here, Bobby.
From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. If there's a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at ray, R-A-Y, at rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our 30th annual BRC Record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the Heart and Soul Boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.